All right. I think I missed a day. Yeah, I don't think it, but I know I missed a day yesterday. This is 3rd of January. It is like 11:30 p.m. I thought I should get this down and out before I go to sleep. The weather has been interesting, so much so that it has actually become a legit talking point. Whether I'm in Singapore, for the half of the viewers that half of the listeners that are listening in to this from the US, I'm in Singapore. Our average temperature is like, we're not talking real feel, right? We are talking about published weather data. It always starts with a 3, right? And in the last 3 days since the new year, it has dropped at some places all the way down to 21.5, which is a relief for us. My sensors in my house are registering something like 24.5 outside, and it's been raining 3 days non-stop, so much so that I think that there were quite significant flooding, which was interesting to see. There is also a couple of landslides, trees falling is one thing, right? Landslides, that was new. The one at beside Loyang Avenue, I think they had just planted the grass and the grass hasn't actually taken root, so it looked like a carpet just sliding off the hill, you know. So I don't know what they did to that now. Maybe they put a concrete layer over it. It looked grey on the Facebook photo that I saw from some minister's page. That was interesting to see. And I think one of the things that the general public don't see is how fast the authorities act on these kind of problems. So there was this flooding incident, this one specific flooding incident near my place at Lorong Halus. I'm not even sure flooding is the right word. Like it wasn't like a river or a drain overflow. The whole place kind of became a reservoir, to be honest. Like it was just water everywhere. You couldn't see roads. You could see lampposts, so you know where the road is supposed to be. That's kind of it. You don't see the pavement, you don't see the roads, you don't even see the railings, you don't see the concrete curbs, you don't see the vegetation. It's like a reservoir. You know, that was very interesting to see. And the very next day, there were construction crew there to cut the slab of divider curb so that the water is able to get around. So that helps a bit. And then on one of the minor roads along the farmway, they actually excavated a whole drain pipe. And that was done like the very next day. The landslide thing happened yesterday. And
press the command key while you press Touch ID 3 times at the right end of the touch bar. To learn how to use VoiceOver to set up your Mac,
how do
press
turn this Escape off? Key. Okay. Yeah, at the same time, I'm reformatting my Mac. It's a bit overdue. I did just get it back, so the speakers work great now. Like, the main problem was the speakers were blown and I couldn't use it. Which frustrated me, and like in the last 2 weeks since we had off, okay, you know, get all my work done, send it in, and Apple did a great job in repairing it in like 2 days. That was quick. I was expecting like maybe a week. Where was I? Oh yes, the landslide. So the landslide at Loyang. So earlier this morning at about 6 a.m., the exit, so the Tampines Expressway, Loyang Avenue exit was closed, right? So that they can facilitate some works. Like the landslide didn't affect the road. The landslide slid into the earth slid into the drain beside. But obviously, if that's gonna happen there might be some cause for concern in the surrounding areas, especially because the whole place is like under construction. So they closed the thing. I presume they fixed it, because tomorrow is the start of the new work year for 4th Gen, and that particular road is going to be a nightmare because everybody uses it. So I think a lot of people don't realize how quickly the government acts on these kind of things to fix them, as compared to our neighbors up north, where my relatives are, even as far as this town called Kuantan. The flooding is just bad. It floods, and it's not the first time I've seen that place flood, and the flooding just everywhere. It's this like storm, if you zoom out to like a 250 km radius map of the weather chart, you can see the whole storm system just covering Singapore, covering the large part of Johor in Malaysia. Everything there is flooding. So I think we're lucky enough in Singapore where it doesn't happen too often. I don't know why people would give the authorities a hard time over flooding. It's not like in Chinese, in Mandarin, is about 不是天大的事. Yeah, well, that's the way I feel. It happens. It's wet. It was raining for 36 hours. Something's bound to give. You just work around it, lah. In other news, it's 3 days into the new year, and I think I haven't budgeted this into my budgeting app, but I think I might have overspent a little bit on the spending money category, which is like buying everything else aside from necessities like groceries, food and drinks, public transport, fuel, parking, that kind of thing. Got myself the Apple Watch. Big news. Well, that's big for me because I used to run on the Fitbit. I use the Charge series, so I use the Fitbit Charge 2. And I had a glorious moment one evening where I don't wear it all the time. So, like, you know, sometimes it's a bit annoying. Your skin starts to itch a little bit, or maybe if it doesn't itch, it feels like there's something sticking on your arm and your hand just needs to breathe. So I took it off. Not the first time. And I left the eatery without said Fitbit Charge 2. Only realized it the next morning. Went back to the store. Not there. Obviously not there. Like, I was just trying my luck. Like, maybe one of the staff had taken it, you know, instead of taking the whole tray and just dumping it into the dustbin. Which actually they wouldn't have because they don't use disposable cutlery there. So someone must have seen it. So then I bought the Fitbit Charge 3, which I'm still using. A little bit more disappointing though, because the screen had a major scratch. And it wasn't the surface kind of scratch. It was one of those that ate into the glass body itself. Like, there's a legit dent. Not dent. What do you call it? You know, like, you know when a meteorite strikes Earth, if a meteorite strikes Earth and then like, crow, it just goes in, then there's like this like crater. Ah, crater. That is the word I'm going for. There's this like tiny ass crater inside of the glass itself. And it's supposedly I think it was marketed as Gorilla Glass. That was strange. I didn't have that problem with the Fitbit 2, the Charge 2. I had a problem with the Charge 3. And the LCD brightness just kept going dimmer and dimmer and dimmer until a point where I just couldn't see it even indoor, right? You know, you raise your wrist to see the time and you can't see it at all. I mean, it's still collecting data, so I can track my sleep, my heart rate and stuff like that on the Fitbit app, so that works great. But I can't tell time, so what's the point of putting it on my hand, right? Like, the most important thing I want to know is time, because I don't have my phone with me all the time. I did not mean for that to rhyme. Anyway, so I took the plunge to buy an Apple Watch. This is the Series 6, and I went for the Nike one. Not because I'm a fan of Nike, I don't have any of the products. I wear New Balance shoes. But there's this nice strap the black color reflective strap looks a bit cloth-like. Seems easier, like seems tons easier to wear as compared to the silicone ones that you will get in a normal Apple Watch. And this is something I didn't know. The Apple Watch Nike version comes in a black packaging, which speaks out to me. Like, it's black. I swear by black. My mouse is black, my laptop case is black, I'm on a space gray MacBook, I have the G915, which is black. Hell, I have 7 t-shirts a week that I wear that is just black. That is like my go-to t-shirt, and I don't think about anything else because then you don't need to think about what to wear in the morning, right? And it works, like it's neat, you know, black. Okay, story for another day. But yeah, so the watch box, the packaging, the retail packaging is black. Took it out, obviously I had a black band. Took me a while to get around using the Apple Watch. It's a bit big, but this is the part I realized. It is surprisingly comfortable. I have no idea why, around the fit of it. The fit of that thing on your wrist. Like when I'm sleeping with it, I don't feel it. Like I don't actively realize that the watch is on my wrist, which is interesting. It's a lot bigger, it's a lot heavier for sure. It's a lot more things. But the one thing I didn't really get was why Apple Health doesn't display all the data that it is capturing, because there's a lot of other apps that on the iOS and the watchOS platforms that can read those data and chart better analytics for us users, you know? So like, what's up with that? Not sure. Might take the next couple of days to like figure it out in real life. In reality, real life. Is it the same? It's probably the same. And yeah, took the plunge. Courtesy of a friend who we tempted. That's what I was very, very tempted to buy. So we bought ours together at the Apple store. This is the interesting part. You know how you go to IKEA or IKEA, however you call it, and maybe you're just going in for like a Ziploc bag, or maybe you're just going in to window shop, you know, just walk around, feel like you can buy a lot of things, and you actually buy a lot of things. That's what happened at the Apple store yesterday. Yeah, I went in to collect my Mac, which was repaired for free, by the way, because it's covered under some keyboard program, the Butterfly Keys program, I think. So that was repaired for free. I end up spending that money on the Apple Watch instead. Left with an Apple Watch. Yeah. But it's fun. It's late. Tomorrow is the start of a new work year. Should be interesting. Like, I'm moderately psyched about the new year and what it's about to bring, I think. And also, how do we put this delicately? Not delicately, but I lost my train of thought for that. Oh yes, and you know, I had a bunch of to-dos that I wanted to accomplish. And all these are like personal tasks and stuff, you know, like tallying up my YNAB accounts, which is severely, right now it is, it's all red. It's all red because it hasn't been updated in a while. So there's like no input, but all output, depending on when I enter the outputs. So it's clearly needs some work there. And I've been sorting, I am still, oh yes. So update on this. My 1 second a day 2020 edition is not moving at this point. I have sorted out every single photo and video for 2020 from January to December. I think I may have missed out half of January because I swapped workflows halfway. But what I might do is to do that again. And I mean, there was a lot of categories, right? So there's videos, photos, and I got to sort it out to what I think can be posted on Instagram because I want to filter that out. And then there is behind the scenes kind of footages, photos, videos that we take at my work and we want to file that. Then there's also the 1 second a day, you know, picking out the ones that are representative of the day's activities. They're going to match it to the calendar, right? I need to stitch them together. I have done the sorting. Now the challenging part is to filter the videos because I think I got 180% of what I need. I just need to filter out what is essential and then sequence it out and somehow try to make it more interesting than what I did back in 2016. That's the challenge. I'm hoping I can have this out by mid-Jan. That's a very, very safe timeline, I feel, because I have no idea what the work year brings. Like, our first week is already 50% packed. So, I mean, it's a good problem, right? It's a good problem. Hoping for more, so at least everybody's getting paid well. So yeah, yeah, that's kind of it. Catch you tomorrow. Will be interesting to see. Yeah.